Welcome to the Car, Sim and Race Driver Show, presented by Hugh Hattrick. Drive fast and...
Yeah, but it's a very, very big lineup because we've got people like Nico Prost, that's Alan Prost's son. We've got the Fittipaldis, Pietro Fittipaldi. We've got Louis Delatoise, who's in Formula 2. David Schumacher as well. So there's a. It's probably one of the biggest lineups we've had in a long time. And, of course, Charles Leclerc and his brother too.
So I take it we've not got quite so many footballers and cricketers and golfers as we have had.
Yes, I think we've got...
Let's see who we got.
We've got Thibaut Courtois. But he's... Yeah, but that's the main footballer. I think he works for... He's a goalkeeper for Madrid, I think. So he's been in quite a few of them.
Discovered last week,
yeah. Well, we've also got Vintanio Luzzi. He's back. And he's in a 129.863, but then that is his outlap. But the record, it looks like a 123.058 from David Schumacher. Oh, being very much like his uncle. And, yeah, getting in there on the wet track and see what he can do.
Excellent.
So I hope everyone...
apart from noting there's a Fonzie, which I just... Who should be technically riding a Triumph motorcycle?
That's true.
Because that's what the Fonz was on back in the day, was he not?
Yep.
But you've also got an Ocon. Have you noticed the EO31 Ocon?
Oh, yes. That might well be,
Ocon.
Yes, Esteban.
Our Ocon?
I think you're right. I think that is Esteban Ocon. I'm pretty sure that will be. Because they did say there's going to be 8 Formula One drivers at least taking part today.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. Arthur Leclerc. Oh! Charles' little brother's back. Oh, good, because
yes.
He did actually quite well, I thought, in the other race he was in. The Leclerc brothers were sort of doing a... Because it started us on a conversation, didn't it? About brothers in Formula One.
Yeah, exactly.
So, that was excellent.
That very interesting one about Jackie Stewart's brother. I mean, that was really interesting. I really didn't know that he had one.
Yeah. 10 years... Yeah. I knew he was a racing driver, and I knew he was 10 years older than Jackie Stewart. And I knew that it was part of the because Jackie's actually talked about it because it's sort of like one of his go-to stories about how his mother behaved towards him racing driving.
Yeah,
she sounded like a frightening, powerful lady, you know, sort of the matriarch of the family that didn't put up with nonsense.
And just to let
the day she died,
we've got a couple of questions from Ant as well. Will they cut the corners? Ooh, I think
well.
It's very hard here, though. There's no... You've got barriers everywhere. So other than the chicane, which I think they're going to get a 3-second penalty if they do, and we're just watching it now as he comes into the chicane, through the tunnel, into the clear air, and if they've really got to be very careful there, because if they cut that, they're in big trouble.
It's very obvious, isn't it? It's very. That's the most obvious place you can cut.
Yeah.
I suppose in Monaco, cutting the corner is equivalent to crashing high speed into a barrier.
Yeah.
Oh, apart from there was that one there. Is that the swimming pool?
Yes. Yeah. That's
a little jig. Right left jig. Everywhere else, if you cut the corner, you've just gone through a concrete wall.
Yes. And you're pretty much dead.
So that's the... Electronically, yeah.
Yes. I mean, they have seen.
Indestructible, though, aren't they?
I have seen some people pass coming into the Raskas, which is a kind of, you know, the bottom hairpin just before the pits. They have seen that every so often, and I think they might try that today. What will be interesting...
Sorry. Alonso do it there?
Yes, and I think the one who passed away, the tragic one, you know, the one who, in 2012... the name's gone right from it. I've got him up here. I've got... I'm on my picture here. It was... Jules Bianchi. I think Jules Bianchi overtook at the Raskas because was he not from Monaco? I think he was from...
Yes, because he got injured in that terrible crash in the wet, didn't he? When he slammed into the tractor.
He
had that head injury and then he stayed alive in a coma for a very long time and then tragically died, didn't he?
Yeah, that was a horrible... That was a really terrible thing that happened in Japan. It was just a kind of tragedy of errors of things, of how it all worked out, really, and it was pretty awful. Oh, there's a McLaren missing the chicane, so he'll have to join and be careful with that. He'll have his lap excluded. that
he was very slow in the tunnel.
Was
to one side. It caught me out. I know this is only, this is electronic, but even so, when you come across something like that, I'm so used to watching real life. I was like, yeah. Oh, but no, it was okay. It wasn't real. So yeah, he was on the wrong side of the track at that point.
Yeah, yeah.
They may all try to, if the past two to three weeks is anything to go by. This is true, Ant. This is true.
So
we've
that's
got a few people listening at the moment, haven't we? Including people trying to call us.
Yes, yeah. I'm always a little bit, I just have to be a little bit careful of people calling in because we don't know. Normally, obviously, if I invite them in, that's fine, but I hadn't invited anyone else except you, Andrew, today. So I don't know who that person was, and when I did ask them, they didn't really say who they were. So that was
there. I think I confused them because I put on there that just called you on Google, meaning you. Sorry, speaker, Meshishma. I wasn't talking about I'm trying to call you on Google because I don't know who you are. I was trying to call Hugh so that we could get this conversation going. that's because your auntie said, "And you are you?" I mean, I suppose it's worth considering for the future having a call-in show. But that happens, doesn't it?
But yes, yeah, we can call in our listeners.
You never know what's going to happen. You never know what's going to happen in one of those things, do you?
Well, I can block them, but I can tell them that it was.
Get some book. Hello, what are you doing now? Oh, yes, I live in a small cottage. You know. That's my Mr. Bean impression. Oh, hello.
I was going to say, for our loyal listener, Ant, who's been with us for so many weeks now and has been probably the most loyal, and as well as Big Rick as well, you've been there pretty much every
Big
week.
Rick, where is Big Rick?
Yeah, he might join us. You never know, because he has a very good icon on his little picture there, is when he joins in the show. So perhaps he might be there. But Ant was saying it might be interesting. Yes, we would accept a call from you, Ant. We're not trying to be dodgy, but we just need to know who you are, and that's the thing. But maybe the person pressed
well,
it by accident.
More like a roving reporter for us, isn't he? He's kind of what's the word they call it? There's a when you go live to our roving reporter, I suppose.
Yeah.
What's the proper word for it? Anybody know what the proper word for it? Ant, what's the proper word for it?
A roving reporter. Well, I can have up to four guests, including yourself. So there's a space for another three. So we'll have to see how it goes. But every time I've tried it, I think for some people it doesn't always work. it's...
yeah, like me. A nosy git. Yes, Ant. Hmm. or in your case, a hairy git.
But
Natalie Pinkham's back.
Yes, why? We're getting ready. It must be that the form that the qualifying must have finished, and they are now
so
getting
Pietro
ready.
Fittipaldi qualified on pole. I didn't notice that much while we were talking nonsense. I suppose we better mention the race as we're here. Do you imagine if they had like an old fashioned one where it went out into the hills, a bit like the Monte Carlo Rally? That'd be an interesting one.
Aye. Well, of course, this morning Charles Leclerc was filming for the old Rendezvous, the remake.
Thursday, weren't we?
Yeah, I wonder if that's going to come on YouTube or if there'll be something that might show a bit of that.
Did you manage to find out what car he was going to be in, or
It didn't say. Yeah, because originally it was a Mercedes that he used, but the Ferrari soundtrack, Ferrari 275 soundtrack that they used. So that was it.
So cheap. I just like these modern cars where they're piping through the stereo and they have external speakers as well. There was one of them. It was on a YouTube video where this guy, top 10 things that need to be banned from cars now. And it was actually quite interesting because it was stuff like fake exhausts. So you get like a powerful diesel Audi, and instead of and you can just see the tips of these down turned exhaust coming from underneath the car, but on the bumper there's these two plastic things that look like exhaust, and it's like what? Why?
I know.
The worst thing about this particular one was they had the sound of a V8 Audi engine from little speakers where the exhausts are, and you're like what? So they banned the sound of an engine and then played the sound of an engine.
Yeah.
That's like saying, it's like saying lots of things.
No, it's going to be something. It's going to be something. But here they are. They are taking their place on the grid, on the warm-up
we're off,
lap.
We're off.
There they are.
No. Okay, one light. Yeah, one light. Lights.
Four lights, five lights.
That, didn't they?
And it's goal.
They're just sat there.
Any second, there they go. That's it. George Russell's had a good start.
If that and a real race.
He is right up with Pietro Fittipaldi. And he's got into the lead. Russell takes the lead. Now that is reminiscent of Damon Hill and Michael Schumacher.
Arthur Leclerc.
Oh, it's going to be there. It's looking a bit sliding. There's an Alfa Romeo.
Oh, look at that.
But they've managed to keep going because the damage is off.
200-yard slide. I mean, this is, what is this, in Japan or something? They're doing they're doing that drifting racing through Monte Carlo. That's crazy, that is.
So Leclerc has dropped down to fifth. And then it was George Russell leads, Arthur Leclerc in second, Schumacher is in third, Fittipaldi's gone down to fourth, and Leclerc's into fifth. Delatraz is sixth, Giovinazzi is seventh, and Gutierrez is eighth. He's always been eighth. Albon is ninth. and Fittipaldi's been given a 5-second ban.
Why he was mugged by everybody, but we didn't see the start properly, did we? Because they kept flicking angles.
It must be a delay.
Well, that's interesting. I thought George Russell was pulling a bit of a lead, but he's quite nicely.
Yeah, it's about 8/10 of a second.
It was a little bit more than that. Halfway through the first lap, going through the tunnel, he'd had a little bit more than that. So see, 6/10 now.
Oh, there's a battle there. Now that is Leclerc. And he's been touched. By Fittipaldi.
He just got past Pietro Fittipaldi. He's charging for the front.
Yeah,
he's after Schumacher now.
Yeah.
Schumacher 3, 4. This would be Schumacher 4, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Michael's number 1, Ralph's number 2, Mickey is number 3, David will be number 4.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to be number 4, though.
It's amazing when you think that's two brothers with two sons, both in Formula 1. Well, we're both in, two of them have been in Formula 1, and the two sons are pretty much getting right up there, I think, will be eventually.
Way, aren't they? Yes,
you know, it can't be too far away. There's a yellow flag in Sector 2. I'm trying to see who is going down. It's Luizzi, who looks like he's gone down to 19th. Now, they are expecting to do a pit stop, roughly around about between lap 8 and 12, to go into a medium or hard tyre.
So are you surprised that Leotz has suddenly gone back to the back?
he's now into 18th. So something must have happened. Nico Prost is 17th. And Valtteri Bottas is 16th.
Salvadori, some kind of footballer or something as well.
Yeah, Prost has got a 3-second time penalty for multiple warnings. And also, so has Luizzi.
Must be Parisian.
Yeah, they must be doing something. Now, we're on board with the Clark. Oh, and he's touching through Schumacher.
Oh, he's going for it. He wants to get past, doesn't he?
Yeah, he kind of knows he's indestructible.
Oh, and he's done it. He's going to do it. They've screwed. See, once again, they screwed up the camera angle.
Yeah, so you
always
can
always do it.
Yeah. So now we have the tantalising prospect of Leclerc chasing down his brother, Arthur. He's 4 seconds behind him at the moment, but we will see. Can he reduce that time and get back up there? But not bad, eh? Two places in two laps.
He's going to drive in a real car. It's going to be very exciting when they actually start racing properly again.
You better hope they remember it's real life. You know, like this. So they'll have to watch.
No. That'll be far too boring. If they drive like this, but in real life, it'd be amazing. Oh! This is that special new way of going past things where you just bounce off the corners.
Yeah, and that's it. And because they're on that,
this is more like Dodgems, for goodness sake. They're just smacking into each other on this tiny little circuit.
Yeah, it's because they've got no damage on. If there was damage on, they'd only be.
You keep saying. But I suppose it adds a level of entertainment you wouldn't normally get. Because if they hit each other in real life, they'd smash up and block everything.
Aye. No, that is true. But All right, we're going to go over to upset Hamilton. You hear that Vettel may or may not go over to upset Hamilton? Oh.
No.
Oh, in terms of joining Mercedes?
Yeah. I don't believe it for a second. Not for a second.
To be fair, I'm saying yes. I think it would be quite, it would be the, mind you, the move of the century, because he would have kept that one quiet.
Stupidest move ever, if that happens. The second, it would be almost as stupid as putting, well, no, it will be more stupid than putting Alonso with Hamilton that year. That's how stupid it would be. Because they didn't know that that Hamilton was going to be that way, because he was new. Now they know exactly what both of those people are like. And what will actually happen is that they'll kill each other. It's very simple. Hamilton's never going to give way, and Vettel's going to have a hissy fit and throw his dummy out every 2 seconds. It'll be carnage.
It'll be
only work if they put big bumpers on everything.
it's on F1 News, is it? Oh, but I wonder if it's on Autosport.
You know they made it up. A number of conversations they've had with Toto Wolff where he said, I mean, the thing is, he's been nice about it when he says it would be an amazing thing having a German driver in a German team, all that kind of stuff. Of course he would. And then at the end he goes, but we already have our drivers. We've already got our world champion, multiple world champion, you know. But it would be fine for the future. In other words, he's hedging his bets while saying no. Come on, get past David Schumacher. Get past him. Come on. Who is he? Oh, it's Esteban Gutierrez trying to prove
that he can do it.
Drive.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Wasn't he Danny Ricciardo's teammate?
Yes, he was.
They were pretty close, actually.
Yeah.
They were pretty close on the track. It was a difficult decision for them to make, apparently. Oh, he's tagged him. And he's going to try and get it. Oh, no, he's not.
Oh. That's going to be stop him to
that. Was never going to happen. They're indestructible. There's no way I was going to just let him go around the outside.
They are using barriers. Might be bumping off different barriers to give them a bit of space here, get a bit more time here and there.
This is not exactly what you call. You know when they talk about Monaco? Oh, no, it's just ridiculous, isn't it? You know when they turn the seat like that?
Oh, he's going to be. There's going to be. Oh, there he goes.
What the hell is going on?
They all bang into that barrier and just keep going.
When they talk about what a challenge Monaco is because you've got to be inch perfect on the barriers. This isn't that.
No,
they're just going, the barriers are there to help you get round a corner. It's death race without weapons.
Yeah, it is quite something. So we're on lap 7 of 39 and George Russell is leading. He's leading Arthur Leclerc, who's in second place by just 2 seconds. Then it's his big older brother, Charles Leclerc, who's in third, who's actually 3 seconds behind him. And then it would go on to David Schumacher, Pietro Fittipaldi, Delatraz, and Lando Norris, who is very close in seventh. Then Latifi in eighth, Albon in ninth, Thibaut Courtois in tenth. Salvadori 11th, Esteban Gutierrez 12th, but he has done his pit stop. And then it's on to Giovinazzi in 13th. Prost 14th, Valtteri Bottas in 15th. He's having a horrible day. Kyle Lenny in 17th, and Liozzi 18th, and Fonzi in 19th.
Hey, it's the Fonz. He's been cool at the back. So, it's kind of... So when Charles and Arthur are on the track together, and they're shouting through the radio, let me past, and they go, who is it? They both can say, it is I, Leclerc. It was very confusing.
Just as well they don't drive both for Ferrari in terms of in real life.
They are today.
I mean, they're here for there. But if that was real life, they'd be in real struggles. It would be multi 21. It would be, you know, and that somebody's faster, your older brothers. Oh, there's somebody off at the side of the road there.
Yeah, somebody was just in the way that was fast movement by Nick Latifi.
Yeah.
He's not doing very well, is he? He's not doing very well. George is showing him up in his electronic car.
Yeah, Russell is pulling away. He just pulled away by 2 seconds on that lap alone. He's now 3.7 seconds ahead of Leclerc, which is pretty good going.
You see that power slide from whoever the hell that was?
Yeah.
That car.
Oh, now
think that Oh, go on.
They were saying that in the pro, in the F1 Pro Esports race that they had just before this one, they were the simulation damage was on. So they did have, if they did crash, they would lose nose cones and all sorts.
Yes, I watched a little bit of that, and frankly, they were brilliant. They were really good. There was no crashing against things. There was no argy-bargy. It was as professional as a real race. So it's like one of the ones we commentated on a few weeks ago. That was quite impressive, actually, wasn't it, watching them do what they do
in
the proper sim mode, you know.
Yeah, well, I think that was the Spanish Grand Prix or the Brazilian Grand Prix, weren't they? They were very good round there. Or China, one of the two. The pro ones are pretty good. Oh, here it goes. I think that was Louis Delatraz.
It was the Haas.
Yes.
It was the Haas.
Yeah.
Stop whining.
I'm yet to finish the Netflix. I'm only on, I think, the second episode, actually, of that, of the new season. But there's a McLaren and virtually inside of a Force India, or what was it, thingy point, racing point. There they go.
you've just made me think, because you should be saying, of course, it's a Mercedes inside a Force India.
They have the Mercedes engine, but there you go.
And also quite a bit of the bodywork.
Yeah, now they're all coming in for their pit stops.
Oh, here we go.
Leclerc heads out,
Leclerc's have pit stop head.
And now George Russell is 17 and a half seconds ahead of David Schumacher. I wonder if Russell's going to try and hang this out a bit and see if he can get enough time to rejoin in the lead, because he's still pulling away. And if he's got a decent gap in front of him, he might just manage it. I mean, he's almost 18 seconds ahead, so he's pulling away half a second a lap, if not more.
Something strange has gone on there, because Arthur Leclerc was just ahead of him.
Yeah, and I think he's come in.
Now he's quite a... They've both come in now, and Arthur Leclerc's just boinged 6 or 7 seconds down the road. Very strange.
Yeah, yeah.
What a strange.
Although I think... Ooh la la. I think only like from third, fourth, fifth and sixth. I don't know if they've come in for their... if they've done their pit stops yet. I'm not entirely sure.
It would have been nice for them to leave that one stop thing down the side, which they had a minute ago.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
No doubt that will eventually come back and we'll see exactly what's happening. But yeah, I mean, now he's pulling away. George Russell's now 18.7 seconds in front. So he's nearly a second a lap every lap. So he's really flying. And I think because the other ones must be battling, because Fittipaldi's just 0.3 of a second behind Schumacher and Norris is almost on Fittipaldi. That's probably what's maybe causing them to slow right down and allowing Russell to drive away into the distance. And if he wins this, that will be his second race win out of the series.
Yes. So he'll have probably caught up or perhaps overtaken his main rival. Oh, did you see that cheating hit?
That's a hole.
that's the punt him in the rear, get him out of the way. Oh, look at that.
There he goes. Yep, there he goes. That's going to be...
Dearly me. Ecky thump.
Norris is in front of David Schumacher. Yeah. There they go.
No, he ain't. No, he isn't.
Well, that's Fittipaldi, who is in front of Lando Norris.
Lando Norris, he is in front of David Schumacher, right, but he's after Fittipaldi now.
Yeah.
Pietro.
And Russell is...
Like that. He's American.
...is 21 and a half seconds in front of the lot. So he has managed to pull out, by not having traffic in front of him, he has done pretty well.
I have never understood. Oh, there's something. He's saying something. No, he isn't. It said he's saying something, but
the speaker came through, but then that was that.
As anyone that knows anything about Monaco knows, trap position is king on this circuit. Not so much with where they can smash into each other and punch each other out of the way, but in the normal race, definitely. And I've never understood the concept of bringing people in, hoping they'll overtake with their fresher tyres.
Yeah.
It's Monaco, you can't. Mm-hmm. So when Red Bull screwed up Danny Ricciardo's race a couple of years ago and so on, I'm just there going, why?
Right.
he's in the lead. you've got five laps to go. Just leave him there. Nothing's going to happen. No one's going to get past him. He's a big, fat Australian. He's not going to let any... He'll just throw cans of Fosters at him.
Was that the one that was that the one that Hamilton won in the end, wasn't it? He came in and Hamilton took the lead, was it?
Yes. But the year before that, of course, they did it to Hamilton. Oh, that's right. Bring you in. Why?
Yeah, because he was doing fine.
Because the computer says no. Use your brain cells, boys. What is this? Thick.
Now, Fittipaldi is 22.3 seconds behind Russell. Now, I seem to think that it is about 22 seconds for a pit stop, I think, at Monaco. So I want
his face there.
He's looking a bit older now, isn't he? The grey hair is coming through.
He's lost a bit of weight. Tell you what, though, I like him. Watching a race of champions at the end of last year on... Could have been on Netflix. It could have been on Amazon. I can't remember. And he was really good, actually, in the race champions. DC was excellent. He was really good. They're both good all-round drivers. I always liked Montoya.
It's looking like Lando Norris is right on the tail of Fittipaldi. And we've got this kind of side shot from the interior view, which doesn't give us an awful lot. But it also is that Leclerc is right behind Lando Norris, so he's caught right up and he's done his stop. So Norris hasn't done his stop, neither has Fittipaldi or Russell. But I have a feeling that Fittipaldi's got a few penalties to be added on there. And in fact, Leclerc, they're battling away. And Lando Norris is back in the lead. And it looks like they're certainly banging wheels everywhere.
banging everything. I'm on wheels.
Goodness me. And Albon is right. Albon's in the mix too. Albon's in the mix because he's right up there. At one point, he was right down in about ninth place.
They're all having a go, isn't it?
Yeah, they're obviously knowing that they can get away with that.
Yeah, you watch this. He's going to punt him in the rear to make him go wide. That's what they do.
So they come through the tunnel, blue flags waving. But, in the meantime, Russell is 23.7 seconds ahead. Surely almost enough for a pit stop. To get in and out.
While they're doing this, Pietro Fittipaldi is disappearing 2 seconds down the road. Shot Leclerc, 3 second time penalty, multiple warnings. What for? Oh. Them being a cheat. Straight over the curb. Did you see that?
That was Arthur Leclerc.
Tell you what, Lando's doing an excellent job of blocking the road. I mean, he's really positioning his car brilliantly there. Well done. Yeah,
there's about six cars there. From third right the way through, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh.
He's going to have him. He's got him this time.
He's on the inside line.
Slidey slide. My Gideon trouser legs, tartan skirt. What the? And again.
And he's managing it, though. He's just got that inside line, and Albon almost nips him.
Albon's around the outside. They're all around the outside. Albon's lost out on that one.
Yeah.
Esteban Gutierrez got in there and started kicking. They say elbows. It's not so much elbows as big thighs and knees and arses, isn't it? It's like, you're not getting past me, pal.
Thank you, Antonio. Antonio has sent us a gift. Of one Podbean Podcoin or something that they call it. Thank you very much. That's very kind.
Times one to trick.
Oh, that's very kind. Thank you.
Excellent. Isn't that a disease?
We are appreciated indeed. That's very kind. Here they go. It's.
I wouldn't know how to do that.
I'm sure you'll get one too.
Boof! Look at that. Cheating git. That's how you slow down. Smacking up the rear end of someone.
We have third to fifth and a Gutierrez. Fraction. Yeah.
You know, we were saying about the old F1 drivers not cheating. I think Esteban Gutierrez is just young enough to start cheating anyway.
He's gone right down the outside. Almost. But it's so tight.
He's just smacking into him. Cheating. Git.
It's like being at the Metro Centre in the arcade. You know, I think the arcade game is almost like this, really. It's like another time extension.
So this is a battle between Arthur Leclerc, Esteban Gutierrez, Charles Leclerc, and Alex Albon. And Charlotte. What? was that? Arthur Leclerc, another 3 seconds hour penalty corner cutting. So that must be very strictly enforced, like it should be on all the other damn tracks that we go to. It never is.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Arthur, you naughty boy.
But they're still in third, still. It's still going strong. And now George Russell is 25 and a half seconds ahead of Fittipaldi. And he's got about six different penalties, I think, behind him with Fittipaldi. So he keeps coming up saying he's had another 3 second penalty on him. So
good. What, Pietro Fittipaldi?
Yeah, he's got at least one, if not two. I'm pretty sure it's two.
Well, so just drink this in, Hugh. Drink this in. And I'm glad Jonathan's not joining us today. I mean, normally I like Jonathan being on here, but I know what he'd be saying. This is the first time two Williams have been at the front of this of a race in about 15 years.
Yeah.
Maybe 10. And that's just like, he'll be coming out with comments.
He certainly would. But
saying stuff.
Yeah. Now he's up to nearly 26 seconds ahead. There he goes. So surely he's got enough time to come in and do his pit stop and head out again.
Just smacking into every time they come near the Armco, they just bounce off it. This is like the kind of thing I'd do when I was racing Emma.
The last time
I saw that was Schumacher was in the car. And it was at that corner as well, wasn't it?
Well, they can get penalties. This is the... Oh! That was brilliant. He sends Leclerc flying into the air round the first corner. That would have been that one.
What on earth was that?
And Lando Norris is down to sixth place. So he's got, and Alex Albon is up in the fifth.
But
it was Gutierrez, was it not, that did all that? Did he not pass it on?
He's been doing that a lot. He's been doing that to everybody. Everybody.
Luizzi's got another 3 second penalty.
Oh my goodness. 3 seconds for that. They should start putting guns in the crowd.
It is quite a thing. But George Russell is now 27 and a half seconds ahead of Pietro Fittipaldi. And Lando Norris has been given a 3 second time penalty. So that will kind of finish his race, you would think. But they're not even half distance. We're only on lap 19.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, he's clipping that barrier every time he goes through there.
Clipped every barrier on the place. They should program it so that you get a black mark or a glowing green mark every time a car hits a barrier, and there would just be glowing.
Yeah, I know it would be.
Way.
Now, it was the Williams who went into the pits, but I don't think it was George Russell. So is that... No. It looked like somebody's gone into the... It was Latifi, was it?
If it's Williams, it'd be a Lando Norris, but it's not saying... Nick Latifi.
Yeah, Latifi who went
in the pits.
That's who it was, second Williams.
He is the other Williams.
The other Williams. Though, yeah. So where is he coming out at then? Latifi has come out in 10th place.
It says he's come out 10th, yes.
Yeah, that's not too bad. And in the meantime, Russell is now 28 and a half seconds ahead. He's absolutely pulling away at a huge rate. That do you remember the race back in 1992 when it was Senna and Mansell in the last five laps? Oh, you need to watch
Is
that
this
one.
Is the one where Mansell was after Senna?
Yeah, he caught up with
Mansell.
Mansell was after Senna. Mansell had been leading, and then he thought he had a puncture, so he came in and got new tires, and Senna went past. And then he tried to get and for the last five laps it was absolutely incredible.
Lap after lap after lap. That's quite a famous race, isn't it? Yeah. There's not a chance in hell he'd ever would have got past him because it's Monaco.
Yeah. And he did try. He did try. He had a few possibles, but it was also Murray Walker historical stuff. Absolutely amazing stuff.
Who's his star on the screen now? He's the only one that's not dressed up like a twerp. He's got a silly hat on, though.
He's got a three-screen monitor. And was that Bottas? I think that's Bottas.
No.
They are.
Bottas isn't in it, is he?
Yeah, no, Bottas, isn't it? But he's quite far down the back. He's way down at...
Valtteri, number 12, yes.
Yeah,
Valtteri,
that's him.
And I was thinking, I know him.
Yeah, no, it's hard to
remember. Is actually, this is why Hamilton won't do it, because he'll get destroyed by all these people smashing into him.
I don't know. Yes. I'm not sure. I think he might be quite good at it, you know. But
Valtteri Bottas was, but you know.
I don't know if he's done as many sim races as the others. Oh, they just hit the barrier on every side, man.
Oh, did you see that? He just like he had no brakes. He went straight over and then smashed into the barrier. And it got him round a corner.
Oh. See, I think they have the same settings for everybody. So it is quite, so it might not be the best setup for the racers. It's quite hard to drive the car. But, well, in the pro ones.
Gutierrez is doing all right with it. He's just like smashing into people. He's obviously worked out the best way to get round is to hit things as hard as possible.
Yeah.
I can't worry about it. I mean, it is how I used to win when I played that Formula One game. Have it on an indestructible, and if Schumacher came near me, punt him off the track. For me, there's got something called Kyle Lenny at the back, or Cal Lenny. I wonder, is that Lenny Henry's son or daughter?
Has
Lenny Henry got a son or daughter?
I'm not sure.
Do sim racing? Does anybody know?
There's somebody there who's got, it looks like he's in the back of a kind of nightclub or something. Anyone who's there, we're watching him race at the moment. It does look like a nightclub, it's got like a snooker.
It really does, doesn't it? It's like some kind of bar. Ant's got an idea. Turn off the gravity.
Yes. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, no, that's a good idea. It might be a bit safer for them. Now, who is this? We've got Arthur Leclerc and Albon. Once again, very, very close. Both done their stops. And we'll see what happens. In the meantime, Russell is 31 seconds ahead. He is certainly commanding. Oh, wow. Lando Norris has just done the fastest lap. A 1:11. 1:11. Goodness me. That's pretty quick.
Because he's on his own and no one's around him. Oh, Nick Latifi's ahead of him. You gotta wonder what would happen if you mixed the classic Lucasfilm game X-Wing versus TIE Fighter and F1 2019. That would be like turning off the gravity, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Well, they had the ghost thing there, so someone that has lapsed, they've just gone right the way through. So Kai Lenny, who's an 18th, has just been lapped by Albon and by Latifi. Leclerc and Latifi, yeah. But this goes right through them.
Yes, it's Albon and Arthur Leclerc.
Yeah. Oh, somebody's coming out of the pits there.
Albon head. It was a car. Thank you very much. I'm here all week.
Is that? I didn't think they had ghosts on that
weird.
Side. Yeah.
Why did he go through him instead of bashing into him?
Yeah.
That's bizarrely weird. They're on top of each other. But Alex Albon, how can you overtake by going through someone?
Yeah, they're right. It must be a glitch. It's a serious glitch,
that is. That's the kind of glitch that you'd want if you're a Formula One driver in real life. He's blocking the road. No, I have just phase shifted like that episode of Star Trek Next Generation, and I can go through him.
Yeah.
This takes me back to an episode of Buck Rogers in the 25th century, where Colonel Deering and him had to stop the bad guys, and the bad guy's henchman was this big tall fella that could walk through walls. And they solved it by being nice to him, and he helped them.
All right. And he helped
in the end. There were two excellent things about that show. None of them were Buck Rogers.
Three of
the two excellent things were Erin Gray, who played Colonel Deering. I mean, what a brilliant name.
Yeah.
Wilma Deering. I mean, And the other brilliant things was, of course, Tweaky. Biggie.
Yes, that's right. That is right. Yeah. I remember that one.
Not already lapped. Alex Albon on the thing was just ahead of Arthur Leclerc, of Charles Leclerc. He wasn't. He was there and he went through him, Antonio, with your beard and your face.
That's the... Well, In all of that, Lando Norris is caught right up to Latifi, and he's just 0.3 of a second behind him in eighth place.
There he is. There he is. Two British teams. I'm at it.
And stupid Alex,
Blancmange orange colour. And
so,
weird white blue thing.
Ah, I ask because he can't see what you see. You see,
Ant's like not that blue.
Yeah, Ant can't see what we can see on the TV. That's the difference.
Was he already lapped? No, Antonio, he wasn't already lapped. They were racing for position, and yet one car went through the middle of the other, like those two episodes of two different programs I tried to describe to you. I hope, does that help?
There we are. Well, now we're on board with Kai Lenny. Oh, we're seeing a picture of his driving sim rig. It's pretty impressive, actually, but he looks like there's something about surfing in the background. So maybe, is he a surfer? I don't know. Or some kind of...
Who is he? Who, Kai? That's Kai Lenny, is it?
Yeah,
he doesn't look like Lenny Henry or Dawn French, so I'd probably say it's not related. Is he Lenny Kravitz? No, Lenny Kravitz's daughter, somebody else. Yeah. He's a famous film star now, Lenny Kravitz's daughter.
All right. Oh, I don't know. That exquisite
little black girl. Little black girl. She's like a full-grown woman. But she's quite little. But she's been in quite a few big, big films. She's a very good actress, actually. Very good. What was she in? I know as a fact she was in the new... I say new, it's 3 years old now. Mad Max Fury Road film.
Oh, yes. I think I remember that. Yeah, no, she was quite... She's not like a model. She's not quite...
Yeah, she's a model as well, but she's you know, pretty well known. This is the other thing I know. She was actually brought up by her mum and her stepdad, who is Aquaman, Jason Momoa.
All right.
And she absolutely adores him because he's such... I mean, I really like the guy. I follow him on Instagram because he's mad and he's a big, big-time biker and climber.
Yeah,
he's like six foot four odd, muscular, massive bloke who climbs things and rides humongous bikes everywhere. Yeah. But he's got other kids with his wife, you know, his her mum. I'll think of a name in a minute. Zoe. Yeah. Zoe Kravitz. Thank you very much. I'm here all day. And they're just so cool. I mean, he's like... If you imagine you've got a kid who wants to have the coolest dad in the world, it's going to be Jason Momoa. They do these videos of tomahawk throwing, you know, like the old Indian tomahawks where they used to pretend they could throw them and it hit you in the back and you went, and all the cowboy films, right? They actually do that for real. They've got these big wooden, big blocks of wood and they're chucking these tomahawks at them. And you're thinking, that would be an amazing upbringing. I mean... You're taking climbing all the time. Your dad's basically a huge biker. Yeah, I mean, just perfect upbringing. You get to chuck blades at things. I mean, just come on. Hey, man. Hey, man. And then he'll say something Hawaiian because he's from Hawaii.
I know. It's quite a thing, isn't it? That No, it is. I mean, I like him in Aquaman and things like that, in Justice League.
I think he's really funny. He's so funny, isn't he?
So, back on the race. We're on lap 28.
Oh, yeah, race
39.
That's Am I the only one to notice that all these weird Monegasque people standing around the track all look identical and are probably from Virginia?
Yes, I think...
They're all related to each other's cousins. Darth Vader's cousin. Look,
that's it. There they go. They're putting the tyres on, and I wonder if he's had so many penalties as well. He had lots of penalties, so maybe he had to set out the penalty. And there they go, sector one.
The Haas. Yes, the Haas are definitely Dark Jedi. You can tell. Stop surviving.
Here comes George Russell in for his pit stop. So he'll be right at the back.
He's a full pit stop ahead of everybody, isn't he?
Yeah, at least.
That's what they've done. Yeah. They've got him as far ahead as the cat, so that he can keep out of the trouble, keep out of the carnage.
Yeah, and he rejoins. I have to give him a chance.
If Gutierrez got anywhere near him, what would happen is that he'd just smash into him. He can't still be 30 seconds ahead.
No, it's coming down. It's coming down now.
The computer is taking 10 seconds to catch up.
Yeah, I think
15 seconds ahead. Oh, just...
Because it's recording from the game and not from like a normal live feed. I think that's why. So it's the Arthur Leclerc had another 3 second time penalty added on. So that means that Gutierrez is in third place. So they're all going to move up.
Yeah, but he'll have a few time penalties as well, you know.
Oh, and they've all come in again. Latifi's come in for his. Oh, it must have been a drive through, was it? Or is he coming in? Well, no, he's going for his pit stop. I thought some of them have done two.
Done two stops now, yes. Oh, he's behind the Lando Norris.
Yeah. I wonder why Lando came in, though, because he was doing quite well, and I thought he'd already had a pit stop, or maybe he hadn't.
Bad luck on Nick Latifi. He's got a blamonge in the way. Bash into him. Oh, he's gone past him. He's gone past him. Is he? Yes.
I wonder if his tyres will be...
No. Well, his tyres are better, but he's still, you know, it's Monaco. Smash into him. Do a Gutierrez. Oh, they cut away from his just about to do a fantastic overtaking manoeuvre, and the idiot in charge cuts away. Why have they always got idiots in charge? They make me angry.
No, it's Gutierrez. I think Messina racing in IndyCars. That would have been the end of that race. But that would have been the end of his race normally.
Yeah. It's...
But we're on lap 30 of 39, so we're three quarters of the way through. And Russell is leading by 15 and a half seconds from Charles Leclerc. Then it's Esteban Gutierrez, followed closely by Arthur Leclerc. Then it's Albon, then it's Delatoise, Fittipaldi, Lando Norris, Latifi, David Schumacher, Valtteri Bottas, and Thibaut Courtois. Now, it's good that Bottas is actually beating a footballer. Otherwise, he would have been fired for
job,
sure.
Yeah.
You know, that would have been it.
Nico Prost isn't, though. he's got two non-racing drivers ahead of him.
Now, you know what Andrew just said? Andrew just said...
KFC?
Oh, KFC. I would kill for a KFC just now. But we've not got any up here. But I think wherever you are, I think they're open to drive-thrus or somewhere. But that's a nice smell to be able to have, eh?
Well, he lives in England, remember? So they've relaxed everything. In other words, all the English are just ignoring lockdown now. So you and I are still under the iron hand.
Yes, that is true.
Iron hand of the regional government.
Well, Luizzi was disqualified from the session. He's been disqualified. Goodness me.
Why?
He must have too many penalties. Anyway? Too many penalties, it must be. I know if your internet keeps cutting
again. They're ghosting again. Quick, switch it on and see the ghosting. So the Fonz has got a 3 second time penalty. Multiple warnings for asking girls out that didn't want anything to do with them.
No, that's it.
I'm the Fonz.
There we go.
Sit on it.
So lap 32, there's seven laps in to go after this one. And it's still George Russell in the lead with Leclerc 18.9 seconds behind him. So, yeah, it's looking. Now, the thing is, can Leclerc close down? Because I don't think he's got any penalties. I know his brother does. But Gutierrez is then in third. Arthur Leclerc fourth. Albon fifth. And it's going on from there. But we're now seeing George Russell, who looks quite calm and quite happy there. Although, let's see how he gets on. And there's Williams. Remember, in 1996, Damon Hill was leading because he overtook Schumacher on the first corner and led the race about halfway through, and then his engine blew. And that was the race where only about four people finished. And it was the Ligier of... No, it was Panis, Oliver Panis, who won that race.
Olivier.
Come on. Yeah, Olivier Panis.
He's French. You've got to get it right. Olivier. I would like a croissant for Olivier.
Because for a while, I think Alesi led as well. And then his car broke down or something happened to his car. And because I so wanted him to win in that Ferrari, you know. Actually, though, that time it was a Benetton. He was in the Benetton then. But that would have been amazing. Because did you see his victory in 1995 when Alesi won in Canada? It was one and only victory. But that was something that was, it was quite a thing. But
there's a few like that, isn't there? There's one or two where you think, if only, you know, a tiny little change of something and it would have been all right. But, you know, that's the way it goes, isn't it? That's like everything.
Well, that was the thing.
I had been a multimillionaire at some point. Many things would have been different.
Similarly in 95, and I'm sure some of our listeners will be able to point us right on this, but Alesi led more races and then his car blew up or it retired. He was leading more races when he went out. And if he'd actually won those races, he would have been the world champion in 95. It was that, you know, he was that good in this Ferrari. And it was such a pity because I mean, I liked Schumacher, but I would have much preferred Alesi to win because, you know, Alesi and a Ferrari. And
this is the thing when people talk about, they go on about the dominant teams and all this kind of stuff. This is the whole point. It's not about just a driver. It's about everything. And if you haven't got a team that can make a reliable engine, they might have the fastest engine there, but if their designers or their engineers can't produce it to make reliable power and it blows up every race, it doesn't matter if you're the fastest person for half a race. This is not what that we try and get across to fans all the time, don't we, Hugh? It's a team thing. It's not just about one person. It's about strategy. It's about the car design. It's about the tyres. It's about the driver. And it's all of it working in harmony and working well. And, you know, that's what Mercedes have at the moment. They've got all the boxes ticked. I mean, that's why they've been so dominant a few years ago. It was Red Bull a few years ago before that. It was Ferrari. You know, you can't... It's the way it works.
Aye.
You know, it's not a computerized thing like this. Oh! So that was that Nick Latifi that just got punted out of the way there?
Yeah, it's interesting because certainly it was a real punt, that one. It certainly, it puts him right over 90 degrees. Whether he's been able to reverse and rejoin, I don't know. But it certainly wasn't Lando Norris because he's still in eighth place and he's just a fraction behind Delatraz in seventh.
He's saying that Nick Latifi is still in ninth and at the same time behind him. So, Liuzzi has left the session. so would I, frankly.
Oh, there's a yellow flag in sector 3 and then it's off again. So somebody must have spun. Or had a wee off here and there. But we're on with Charles Leclerc and Esteban Gutierrez, who is right behind him. I would not want to be Leclerc in this situation because Gutierrez will just put his car anywhere, pretty much. But...
He's probably one of the few that have recognised that the car is indestructible, just smash into people.
Yeah.
These brakes. Remember that overtaking manoeuvre 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Well, he didn't bother using the brakes. He just went down the inside and bounced off of the other car. Same principle. Same principle. The assumption is people use the brakes. It ain't happening.
That's Ras Kass. And Leclerc is doing pretty well in the blocking there. But he's lost a bit of time coming out of the corner. And Gutierrez is on the outside. But will he manage it? He's going to have to watch it.
Yeah, but Leclerc has been trained under the watchful eye of Verstappen. So
that's true.
Lesson, isn't he? Bash into them back. You know, he's not going to just let someone pass.
Aye.
31 seconds behind now, isn't he?
Yeah, they've lost a lot of time. Russell has really shown how good he is. I mean, he just got in front at the start and that was it. Now, was he third on the grid for Russell? I can't remember when he started.
I just know that Fittipaldi, who's now in sixth, was on the pole and got mugged by everybody.
Here they come, out of the tunnel. But the clerk is still holding his line and keeping Gutierrez behind him. Yeah, 37, 33. Yep. And Russell is leading by nearly 33 seconds. It's quite a run that I just think that, I mean, they are bouncing off everything, which takes away a little bit from the racing, to be fair.
I suppose we've just got to think of it in terms of this is not racing. This is Demolition Derby or Death Race or Mario Karts or something ridiculous and not a real race. If we think of this as anything like a proper championship, then, you know, we're just going to get severely disappointed because it's not. It really isn't. No. I just want to make a little point. There's somebody in 10th place. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, is it that Valtteri Bottas, this is what's going to happen to Valtteri wherever he goes? Because it's like when he's... This is what happens with real races, isn't it? He just... He's somewhere back there. Hey, oh, he's belted him. He belted him. Cheating git.
I wonder if he might get a penalty for that. No, it's
like he'll care. 3 second penalty when he's 20 seconds down the road. Yeah, he'll care. Oh, no. Kyle Lenny's got it.
But Albon's up to fifth.
He wants me to do a Frasier. We're doomed. Doomed, I tell you. Come on, then. We're doomed.
That's it.
I was listening to something earlier today on Radio 4. And it had a recording of the actor that played Frasier. He was a very well-known actor, wasn't he?
Oh, yes.
Doing some poems. He did like recordings of poems. It was similar to William Shatner doing those ridiculous monologues.
Oh, when he had to do this, the songs he did, didn't he? He brought an album.
That kind of thing. This was the point of the show. The point. Look at that.
Oh,
goodness sake. Albon and Leclerc's. Have it. Have at him.
No, that's it. But lap 39, it's the last lap of the Monaco Virtual Grand Prix. And Russell looks to have it with 36 seconds ahead. I mean, he'll be almost finishing by now because these guys they're behind him. But Gutierrez is 36 seconds behind in second. He's done his 2 second stop. But, I mean, it's been a reasonable race. But it looks like, will they actually catch up and see... there we are. It's George Russell. And he's almost up. He's lapping a car, as we see there. Not sure who he was lapping. So that's somebody in the Haas, maybe. But, there we go. And they come round the swimming pool section. Along round the left, both clamping the barriers into the Ras Kass for the last time. Through the right-hander. Once up again, onto the start-finish straight. And it's George Russell who wins in Monaco.
Yes, he's really... Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine if he ever gets on the podium? They'd be like, oh, thank you. Thank you, everybody. I'm so pleased to be here representing the British people in this lovely Grand Prix. You're lovely foreigners who came along and you have... That kind of reaction needs to be stuck at Brooklands about 100 years ago. Yeah, that's how
it works. And Gutierrez.
See our man, and here's one. The Johnny foreigners come along and have been beaten by the British Empire. come on.
Well, that will certainly put him up in the standings for sure. And Charles
got second.
Yeah.
He was second. Charles is third at the moment, so he might even be in the lead now.
Yeah.
Does this mean we have to listen to the two morons telling us?
We can finish the show by then. But it was the one that
you don't hear me retching. Oh my god,
here they come.
Oh, they've got two of them again. They've got two of them in the stand.
They've got Matt Gallagher and Alex Jack. Now I think Alex Jack does the Formula 2 commentary for Sky. And for the main coverage, but and then we've got this chap Thomas, who he also did the F2 race earlier when they launched that about 5 o'clock today, and seemingly dressed up because it was Monaco.
Ant says he's got to go. TT, thank you, Antonio.
Yeah, good to see you, Ant. Thank you very much. Excellent. Well,
It was on the screen with the silly glasses. Do you think he's actually Professor Yaffle from Bagpuss? Because that huge conker is.
It certainly is. Well, we'll finish the show there for all our listeners, but thank you very much for joining in with us and for putting up with our technical issues at the start. You've been listening to the Car Sim and Race Driver Show with me, Hugh Hattrick, and my very special guest and co-host, Andrew Marr. It's bye from me, and I'll leave Andrew to do our special phrase.
Drive fast and bash around every single barrier around Monaco. Is that the one? Close enough. Or is it drive fast and try very hard to crash into the guy in front of you so that you can get past him?
And no penalties. Yeah, that was the one. Excellent. Yeah. We'll see you soon. We'll be back on Thursday night for 9 o'clock. Bye just now.
See you then. Bye.